Welcome back. Today we're going for that classic old-school jungle and early D&B Hoover stab bounce. But with a specific twist, we want it to feel like it came off chopped vinyl, not perfect synth stabs on a grid, more like you sampled one hot chord hit, trimmed it on an SB, and then played it like an instrument while the breakbeat does the talking. This is an intermediate edits lesson in Ableton Live 12, and we're staying stock. The big mindset shift is this. We're going to commit to audio early, and then do most of the character work with resampling, warping, micro-pitch movement, fades, and classic sampler-style chopping. Alright, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to assume 170. Drop in a breakbeat loop on its own track, amen, think, hot pants, anything in that family. And before we even touch the Hoover, open your groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 59. Keep it subtle. Timing maybe 20 to 40%. A touch of velocity if you want, but not too much. Here's the goal. The Hoover should sit inside the break swing. Not fight it. The break is the engine. The stab is the attitude. Now, create a MIDI track called Hoover Stab Me. Load Waveatable. You can do this in analog too, but Waveatable is fast and controlled. For oscillator 1, choose a basic saw, oscillator 2, also a saw, and detune it. Turn on unison, somewhere between 4 and 8 voices, and keep to tune in that 10 to 20% zone. You want thickness, but you don't want it to turn into a modern super saw pad. For a little Hoover bite, add a tiny bit of warp. Try sync or a light FM amount, like 5 to 15%. Subtle. This isn't scream lead, it's sample chord with grit. Now go to the filter, pick an LP24. Put cutoff roughly in the 2 to 5K range, and add a bit of drive, like 2 to 5 dB. That drive matters because it starts to feel like it's been through a mixer input, not straight out of a clean synth. Next, the most important part for stab behavior. Your amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 280 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. If you leave sustain up, it turns into a held chord, and old-school bounce dies when the stab turns into a pad. Now we add that classic Hoover whale movement, but tiny. You can do this two ways. Either put an LFO on oscillator pitch with a very small amount, think 5 to 15 cents, at around 6 to 10 HE, or put an LFO on filter or cutoff, sync to something like 1/8 or 1/16, again very small amount, just to animate. The point is, it should feel alive, not obviously wobbling. After Waveatable, drop in saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. You want density and bite. Then add auto filter for that DJ vibe. Low pass filter, resonance around 0.6 to 1.2. Don't overdo resonance. We're not trying to whistle, we're trying to sound like the DJ's hand is on the mixer. Then chorus ensemble, but keep it tasteful. Mode on chorus. Amount 15 to 30%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and width around 80 to 120. This is just enough to widen and smear it like a sampled chord, not enough to make it weak. Limiter is optional at the end if you're clipping, but try to keep it controlled with levels and saturation first. Now, before you start writing a whole pattern, we're going to do the main old-school move, commit to audio. This is where the chopped vinyl character gets born. Create a new audio track called Hoover Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record one bar of you playing repeated stabs. Do a few variations. Hit 2 to 4 different notes, like F, G, AB, whatever works with your tune. And at the end of the bar, hold one hit slightly longer to create a tail slice you can steal later. Stop recording. Now you've got a piece of audio you can treat like it came from a single record, and I want you to adopt what I call the one record rule. Stop endlessly tweaking the synth patch. From here, the vibe comes from edits, warp, fades, reverses, pitch, filtering, resampling. That's the jungle mindset. Click the recorded clip and open clip view. Turn warp on. Now choose your warp mode depending on the flavor you want. If you want tight, chopped, snappy, go beats mode. Preserve transients. Envelope somewhere around 40 to 70%. This helps it feel like a cut-up hit with a defined front edge. If you want chewy, grimy, time stretch character, go texture mode. Grain size around 40 to 80. Flux 10 to 25. Texture mode is where you can get that old time stretch smear, especially if you later resample it again. Now for the vinyl illusion. Micro pitch drift. This is sneaky but powerful. In clip envelopes, choose transposition. And on the very start of some hits, draw a tiny dip that recovers fast. Think sense. not full semitones, like -5 to -20 cents, and it recovers within, say, 30 to 80 milliseconds. If you also add a tiny volume ramp at the start of the hit, it feels physical, like needle drag. If you want it darker overall, you can transpose the whole clip down 2 to 5 semitones. That's a classic move, and if you do that, pay attention to how the warp responds, because the artifacts can actually become part of the vibe. Now add some controlled wear. Put EQ 8 after the clip. High pass it around 80 to 150 Hz. Don't let the stab fight the bass and sub. If it's harsh, dip gently around 2 to 4 kHz. Then add redux, but lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction 0 to 2. The goal is sampler dust, not video game. At this point, you've got the sound. Now we build the workflow. Slicing like jungle. Right-click the resampled clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick the built-in Simpler Slicing preset. Slice by Transient if your recording is clean, or by 1/8 if you recorded it super tight and consistent. Now you can play slices like MPC hits. And here's a big coach tip. If you're using Simpler in Slice mode, set Voices to 1 and turn Retrigger on. That creates true choke behavior, meaning each new stab hard cuts the previous one. That one setting instantly screams chopped sample attitude, and it reduces your reliance on heavy gating. Also, if you stay in audio instead of slices, do micro fades on every chop. 1 to 5 milliseconds fade in, 5 to 20 milliseconds fade out. This removes clicks and gives that trim sample feel before you even insert a gate. Now we're ready for the bounce formula. This is the part you can reuse forever. Think in 2-bar phrases and add a variation every 4 or 8 bars. The Hoover is not a constant machine gun. It's call and response, with air. Here's a core 2-bar pattern to program. Imagine you're placing stabs so they answer the breakbeat, especially around the snare. Bar 1. Place a stab right on 1.1, then 1.2.3, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.2. Bar 2. 2.1, then 2.2.2, then 2.3.4. Leave a gap, then 2.4.3. Now shape the velocities. Downbeat strong, like 100 to 115. The in-between stabs, your ghosts, more like 55 to 80. And here's a deeper tip. Velocity should change tone, not just volume. In Simpler, map velocity to filter cutoff and maybe a little to drive. So ghost hits are duller and feel like quieter slices from the same record, not just turn down. Now do the call and response trick. Your call is a short choke stab, like 80 to 140 milliseconds. Your response is either longer, like 140 to 260 milliseconds, or it's pitched up 2 semitones. That little pitch answer is very old school. It reads like you grabbed a different key on the sampler. For an extra dark jungle tension, try minor second movement, alternate root and plus 1 semitone. Use it sparingly. It's seasoning, not the whole meal. Now every 4 bars, you want a turnaround fill. Classic options, a quick triplet Y flourish or a reverse stab leading into a snare. For the flourish, you don't need to switch the entire grid to triplets. Just do it by ear. Duplicate a stab twice so you have 3 hits close together, like a rushed flam, then pull the last one slightly late. It creates that ragga shuffle energy, while staying compatible with straight breaks. For the reverse trick, take a slice or audio clip, reverse it, and place it right before a main hit, often before a snare. It's a very sampled record move and it creates forward motion without adding new sounds. Now let's make it pump and feel chopped. On the stab track, add a gate. Set threshold so the tails get chopped. Start around -25 dB and adjust. Return time around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Four all the way down. Look ahead 0 to 1 millisecond. The gate should make it snappy, not destroy the transient. If you hear it swallowing the front edge, ease up. Then add a compressor after the gate and sidechain it to the breakbeat track. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This glues the stab into the drums so it breathes with the break. That's where the roll comes from. Now, an extra coach note that's pure jungle. Lock the stab to the snare, not the grid. After you've got the pattern working, pick 2 or 3 hits and nudge them slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do it with clip nudge or track delay. That tiny lean makes it feel reactive, like the stab is responding to the drummer, not marching on a metronome. At this point you should group your Hoover layers and slices into a dedicated stab bus. This is a workflow lifesaver. Put your final tone shaping on the bus, not scattered across 10 tracks. On that bus, consider building a quick macro setup for performance style edits. Filter cutoff. gate threshold or return. Redox downsample with a tiny range. Saturator drive. Utility width. A short room reverb send. And a DJ style macro, where resonance and cutoff move together for those quick mixer sweeps. If you want extra cut without making it louder, do the vinyl pinch layer. Duplicate the resampled Hoover Auto. High pass it aggressively around 700 to 1.2k. Add saturator with more drive than you think. Gate it so it's basically only attack. Blend it in quietly like -12 to -20 dB. That gives you that record pinch on the front edge that cuts through breaks. For even more grime, do a two-stage warp resample pass. First, put the Hoover Audio in texture mode and exaggerate grain and flux until it gets chewy. Resample that to a new track. Then on the new audio, switch to beats mode for tight chopping. That makes the artifacts sound intentional like vintage time stretch, not like mistakes. And since we're in Live 12, you can use Roar as a preamp rather than a distortion box. Keep mix modest, like 20 to 40%. Use mild drive and filtering. Then EQ after to tame any harsh band that wakes up, usually somewhere in the 2 to 5k zone. Now let's talk arrangement, because a Hoover bass needs structure.